everyone, and welcome to the second edition of the Stephen D. Podcast. Well, you know, it's a good day today. It's Sunday, May 19th, 2013, at, I think it's about 1? Oh, no, it's about 2 o'clock. Sorry, I haven't been focusing on the time lately. So, it's pretty much 1:45 p.m. on Sunday, May 19th, 2013. In this podcast, I will be talking about yesterday's Goalball fundraiser event, and plus some life updates since Thursday. I will be talking about the weather, and then our game of the day, which is Super Deekout, will be reviewed on today's podcast. So let's get started. So today, well, it's Sunday, and I'm going to tell you about what I've done today. Nothing. Yeah, that's what I've done today, is absolutely nothing, except sat around up here and played on my computer, you know, messed with the cats, drank a couple cups of coffee, ate breakfast. That's all I can say for myself today. Yesterday was a Goalball fundraiser event, which turned out to be a pretty big success. We made over $200 on the bake sale. There was a bake sale and a Goalball demonstration thing. And you can see a video of me playing Goalball on the Goalball 2012 page. Oh yeah, and once I get a new tournament, once I do a new tournament and video it, I'll have a Goalball 2013 page. But for now, let's just stick to the Goalball 2012 page, and it's in the show notes. Oh yeah, and I forgot to say, yesterday, I posted the rate thing. There's an option on each podcast episode now where you can rate it from 0 to 100% good, and 100% is the greatest. 0, well, you know, that's the worst. Excuse me. So, with that being said, I hope you give my podcasts a good rating. You know, also, now that we're done talking about the podcast, even though we're doing it right now, let's get back to that fundraiser. I did a Goalball game yesterday during that fundraiser and got a goal every but one throw I did, which was an out, and I threw it the wrong way. So yeah, that's pretty much what that fundraiser was like yesterday. After that fundraiser and before the fundraiser, there's not much to say about my day. Really, like afterward, she came home and ate my dinner, went with Mom to pick Libby up from her church thing. They had a retreat gathering at her friend's church she went to, so we went and picked her up. And before the fundraiser, yeah, there's not much to say about that. I had a headache, pretty bad one, so I just took Tylenol, or Aleve, that's what it was, or ibuprofen. Man, I don't even remember what medicine it was. But now I do. It was ibuprofen. So, yeah, I took that, and I played on the computer. And on Friday, well, Friday was just a genuine little Friday. Nothing much to say about it. I just went to school, came home, and was glad it was Friday, but now I'm like, whoa, it's already Sunday. But did you know that there is only 3 weeks of school? So, and one of those weeks is, or two of those weeks are 4-day weeks. This week coming up is the last full school week. I can't believe it. It's the last full school week. Next week is Memorial Day. So Monday we're off. And the next week has the big day in it. Thursday's the last day of school, so Friday we're off. Yeah, I'm pretty happy about that. Now, as far as new things about me go, I've gotten to being interested in space weather over the past weekend, you know. I just found an article on Thursday or Friday, and ever since then, I've been pretty interested in space and space weather. Now that I've been reading on to it, I'm finding out that it's pretty cool. It is awesome, yeah, to know about all that stuff. And so, now that I'm done talking about my life, let's hear about the weather. Okay, so, last week, You read my blog post on Thursday, I'm assuming. If you didn't, the show notes has a link to it. So, we had some pretty significant tornadoes. I've learned some new stuff about that. There were 16, not 12, but 16 tornadoes in that. There was an F4, as you know. And, I mean, just people were devastated after these tornadoes. And I listened to the news, and there was a curfew on one of the cities because strangers were walking through the neighborhoods after the tornadoes hit. I don't know what they were doing there, but there's a curfew for that. There was, as of Friday. I haven't listened to the news since then. So then, back to what's coming up in weather. More storms Tuesday and Wednesday, but we gotta hope no tornado outbreak hits, because, I mean, if another tornado outbreak hits, what's the point in trying to clean up? Because people have already started cleaning up, you know, and then if another one hits, it's gonna be, like, destroying even more and destroying the efforts that they have, you know, started working on. You know, this is gonna take years to clean up after, so we need to hope that there's no further tornado outbreaks, especially not this season. So, well, it's going to be sunny. It's going to be sunny this afternoon with a breezy wind. Tonight, lows in the lower 70s. Oh yeah, today's highs are going to be in the lower 90s. Tonight is going to be in the lower 70s with some wind blowing. Going to be a 20% chance of a little shower or pop-up storm in the evening. I think mainly to the west and north. And tomorrow is going to be sunny and hot, upper 80s, with a little wind blowing. Tomorrow night, there's a slight chance of 20% of a pop-up shower or thunderstorm. And then Tuesday is when these storms start to come in, but mainly in the afternoon. And I think they're going to mainly come in Tuesday night, then move out Wednesday. Wednesday morning, there's just a slight chance of a isolated rain shower storm, but I doubt anything's gonna happen Wednesday morning. It's Tuesday night, that big event, and the rest of the week looks clear. Saturday, I'm gonna keep my eyes on that, because mostly sunny in the morning, then partly sunny, so I don't know if the storms are gonna come up next weekend. I'll be watching that. And so, yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say on the weather. Next, we have our game of the day, which just happens to be called Deke Out, and I will have that coming up for you. So I hope you enjoy our game of the day. And this is not going to be a review, by the way. I assume that you've listened to the review. If you haven't, go to the show notes, and that's where the review is. The review of Deke Out. You can download it on the show notes. And so, yeah, I hope you enjoy that. So here it comes. So, our game of the day for today, like I said, is Deke Out. And Deke Out is a game, as you should know by listening to the review, where I have to escape the robot. So I'm going to go, you're going to hear my computer talk, but I'm going to go to the menu and look for the game.
Start Cat River World, slot zone, sound pop, window, Deke Out, D11 of 11.
So I'm going to click it. Now, as soon as I click it, once again, as you know, it will start up with the sound and then go. So I'm going to explain as I play it.
Taskbar.
Wow, like I said before, I love this.
Deke Out!
Little intro. Whoa. Ran right past him. Pick that, robot. I'm not going to touch. Dang. Like 13 times. Whoa!
61 points.
Would you like to play again? Press Y or N.
That was messed up. I just died. I'm gonna click the no button.
Taskbar.
Oh, it just went to the taskbar.
At frame panel. Schmaskbar. Track one row not selected.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Anyway. If you enjoyed this podcast and this game of the day, you can get more podcasts from www.stephend.net. Oh yeah, and I forgot to say, I would tell you where to get this game, but honestly, give me a break. I don't know. I'll try to figure it out, though, and if I do, you'll find it in the show notes. If I don't, too bad, so sad. Wow, that was messed up. But anyway, bye, and I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Rate, comment, like, etc., etc. Okay, maybe I didn't have to say that twice. But anyway, bye.